People thinking about going back to school or looking for a change in career got some free advice today in downtown Tampa. Career coaches traveling in an event calling itself the Empowerment Tour offered counseling under the dome in Joe Chalura Courthouse Square. Luis Rivera from Town & Country sought out advice because it had been tough to find work in his field lately.
I was planning to go back to school because right now the job I do is a really bit slow because it had to do with construction. You know, construction right now is completely dead. So I was thinking something else, like I'm trying to look another job everywhere. It's nothing in the market. So the other choice is go back to school.
How much is it? Is your dream? Is that? Can you buy into it?
We're living together.
Rivera spoke for 15 minutes with career coach Michael Cushman, who came to town Wednesday as part of the Career Stimulus Package Empowerment Tour.
What I encourage people is it's all about direction. So if you're not where you want to be, it's even okay to take a job in an area that maybe that's you have some strength from history, but this isn't where you want to be. Take that job now if that's what makes sense. But have a direction about how you're going to get to where it is that you want to go. So, and sometimes that's just taking one course. And I encourage people to just, feel that you're taking steps where you want to go. And if that's baby steps initially, it's baby steps. But, a career that you want and where you're at, there's a gap, fill the gap. That's what it's about.
Another Empowerment Tour career coach is Ann Fox.
We're giving people the opportunity to have a one-on-one time with a career coach. There's two of us here, and we call it laser coaching. So if you bring in a particular challenge that you're working on, we can get right to the core of it. And then we can then look at what you might do to move you forward, particularly if you're stuck.
The Empowerment Tour is sponsored by 8 online colleges. They're holding an essay contest for applicants to describe how education would help further their career. Fox says 100 winners will get a scholarship and a one-week paid internship.
The major thing we're offering is the opportunity to have an online education. And we have several scholarships. We've raised $4 million in scholarships, so there'll be at least 100 scholarships, full-ride scholarships at the different online colleges. And this is great either for people who are working right now, and particularly, too, that most people have to work, and so most adults do. So this is a way that they can go to college in their own time, in their own freedom. They can do it at night, they can do it on the weekends, and they can do it as quick or as slow as they want.
The Empowerment Tour is on a 40-city journey, according to Lenny Ergang with eLearners.com, which markets online higher education.
We started about 2 weeks ago in Denver. We made our way to Dallas, Texas, New Orleans, Mobile, Pensacola, and now we're in Florida for a couple of days. After Tampa, we're headed to Miami, Jacksonville, Atlanta.
A previous campaign was called Project Working Mom, says Erin Hoffman. She's with the public relations firm CSG PR that is promoting the Empowerment Tour.
We found that 16% of the single working mothers in this country don't have a college degree. And just like what we're trying to target here, adults are the role models for our children. So, if you have undereducated adults and parents, you're never going to reach these kids no matter how much money you pour into, K through 12. The Project Working Mom campaign was wildly successful. We gave away, a bunch of scholarships to them as well.
The construction worker, Luis Rivera, says he's considering going back to school, but is not sure what he would study.
I don't know yet. That's all the problem, because I never got nothing like I can say I like it. So that wouldn't be my choice for sitting in my house to look at it, to see what's good to go back to school for.